appreciate that. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, y'all pray for Romans chapter number 8. We'll start reading at verse number 18. The Bible says this: "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
Amen.
Somebody said, "I don't know what you're talking about." Well, sometimes we go through things in this life, and I'm just here to tell you this morning, but they ain't even worthy to be compared with what God has for us.
Amen.
Amen. As a child of God, we're going to suffer things. We're going to go through persecution. I mean, buddy, we're going to go, the devil's going to attack us. I mean, you might as well step up and realize when you become a child of God, let's go, there's a big bullseye put on you, and the devil's got you in his crosshairs. And he's going to do everything he can to destroy your life. He's going to do everything he can to rob you of your joy. He's going to do everything he can to make you unhappy. He's going to do everything he can to make you quit. Somebody say
amen.
Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you right now, you don't need to worry about that rascal. Don't you worry about the things that's happening in your life. You just know this, that God's in control.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's get this right here. He said, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption." Somebody ought to shout right there. I mean, don't you remember when you got delivered? Somebody say
amen.
You remember the day the Lord saved your soul? You remember the night the Lord saved your soul? You remember when you called out on the name Jesus Christ and he moved in your heart, your life, and changed you? But you ought to be excited. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He delivered us from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, of the redemption of our body. Somebody ought to get excited.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One day we're going to lay this old body down. One day this old body right here, but it goes through sickness and pain, this old body that goes through worry and heartache, somebody say amen. A disappointment. Man, we get disappointed in our family. We get disappointed in our children. I'll tell you, one day we're going to lay this body down, but there won't be no more disappointment. There won't be no more worry. One of these days it's going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. If you ain't ready, you're going to be left behind.
Right.
Amen. I'm ready. Ready for what? I'm ready to be called out of here. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Listen to what it's saying now. Verse 24, "For we are saved by hope.
Amen.
But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?
Right.
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it."
Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all just need to exercise a little patience.
Come on.
Waiting on what God's got in store for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we're in a right now society. We want it when we want it, and we want it right now. Ain't that right? I mean, we don't want to wait on nothing. We don't even want to wait on our food to cook. Somebody say
amen.
I mean, buddy, we want it prepared right now. We pull up to the drive food. If they ain't got it ready just like we think they ought to.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Hello.
Yeah.
We kind of get a little prepared. Am I talking right?
Amen.
Amen. But I'm telling you right now, buddy, we need to have patience.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Well, not only we need to have patience with one another, but we need to have patience and wait on what God is trying to do in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
God's still working on us, church.
Amen.
Ain't that right? God's working on us, trying to mold us and shape us into the kind of creature that he wants us to be.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Listen to what he says. He says, "But if we hope," verse 25, But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities.
Amen.
Not infirmities are feebleness of body or mind without energy or force.
Come on. Right.
You ever got tired, just weak? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Frailness, disease, sickness, weakness, strengthless, without strength, weak. That's what infirmities are.
Right.
And bless God, sometimes a child of God gets a little weak, gets a little feeble along the way. But I'm glad he said the Spirit of God will help us with that.
Amen.
The Spirit of God help us through our weak time, through our frail time. Bless God, when we're sick, when we've got no energy, when we've got no force. He said the Spirit of God, it'll help us, church.
Amen.
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 Well, that just gets me excited.
Right.
I can't help it. Bless God, I'm telling you right now, we're in a battle. And sometimes in the heat of the battle, you might get a little tired. But I'm telling you, there's a Spirit of God that'll come upon you and lift you up, and it'll strengthen you.
Amen.
In your weakest times.
That's right.
It'll help us with our infirmities.
Right.
Amen. Likewise, Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. But we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Right. Amen.
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 And listen to this. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. But he looks in our heart and he sees what we need. And he hears what the spirits are praying for.
Amen.
Sometimes my mind can't figure it out. Sometimes I just fall on my face. I ain't got words. Somebody say
amen.
I'm just laying down there crying. I'm talking to God. I said, God help me. God, I don't even know what I need. But God, you do. God, just answer the prayer. God, here it is. God, I'm just offered up. But the Spirit of God is telling just exactly of what I stand in here.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good preaching here, brother.
Even we don't even know what to pray.
Right. Right.
God knows how to pray for us.
Amen.
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 And he knows the mind of the Spirit, and he's searching our heart, and he knows it's been broken, and he knows it's suffering, and he knows we're hurting, and he knows we're in pain. And God said, I see that pain, and I know what the Spirit of God is telling me.
Amen.
Amen. Because he knows the mind of the Spirit.
Right.
Are you hearing me? He said, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Right.
Spirit's going to pray. Spirit of God's always going to pray according to the will of God.
Amen.
Sometimes we try to pray outside the will of God.
Right.
You know, they've done us wrong. Lord, just kill them.
Come on.
Right.
That ain't the Spirit of God. That ain't God's will. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That ain't got sometimes, but if somebody done us wrong, Brandon, they done messed with us, they done physically done something to us, maybe they took something of ours. Bless God, we get on our knees and we're mad. We say, God, you know they done it. God, they are not getting away with it. God, just kill them.
Come on, preacher.
I know I'm at the perfect time.
Go ahead.
I know. But God says, no, I ain't going to do that.
Right.
Because who knows? His goodness might lead them to repentance.
Right.
That's what the Bible says. But his long suffering on them might just lead them to repentance if they get saved.
Amen.
Right.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen. But boy, a lot of times we look around and we say, man, how come they just keep getting away with it? They were talking right. How come they just keep doing what they do and don't seem like nothing happens to them? You just let God handle that. Amen. God knows what they need. Well, listen to this. Verse number 28 says this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, ain't that a blessing?
Amen.
I'll ask you a question this morning. You love God?
Amen.
I love Him.
Amen.
Amen. You love God? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Amen. Well, hands everywhere.
Yeah.
And every one of us probably going through some kind of battle.
Yeah.
Every one of us kind of faced with something.
Yeah.
Bless God, that's a little bit hard. Every one of us kind of might be faced with some uncertainty in our life, uncertain decisions ahead.
Go ahead.
Somebody say
amen.
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 Amen. He said, we know that all things.
Right.
And we know that all things.
Amen.
I wonder what that leaves out.
No.
Well, we'll have a running spell tomorrow.
Amen.
He said, we know that all things.
Amen.
What does that mean, Brother Tracy? That means the good things, Brother Tracy. Yeah. But we know that all things,
amen,
even the bad things, amen, even the things we don't want to face,
amen,
even the things that's breaking our heart,
amen,
even the things that's tough and that's hurting us,
amen,
that's driving us down,
on,
that's driving us down, that's making us get distracted. He said all things.
Amen.
We like the good things.
Right. Go ahead.
Sometimes we got to go through some bad things.
Right.
Sometimes we got to suffer.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Sometimes we got to be heartbroken.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Sometimes things just won't go our way.
Right.
Amen.
And I'm reminded. There's a man of God over there. His name was Elijah. You know what happened to him? He said to Ahab, he said, it ain't gonna rain on this earth for the space that God says. Amen? What happened? The Lord said, okay, Elijah, why don't you get up? I want you to go down to the brook Cherith, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, for I have commanded the rain.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
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 Y'all be the hold of this.
Amen.
He said, you can drink of the brook.
Right.
And I commanded the ravens to feed you there.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Remember, but listen to this.
Right.
Listen to this. Elijah went down there and he kept out for a while, didn't
he? Right.
The Bible says this. Said he drank of the brook. Said the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
Bread and meat in the evening.
Amen.
I'm in the book.
That's right.
Yep. Right down in the middle of it.
Right.
Amen.
Bible says that Elijah ate and he drank and he was fine.
Right. That's right.
But then one day it broke dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And we're talking right here.
Amen.
He told him, said, I want you to go down now. Get up and get out of here. And go to Zarephath.
Right.
You know what Zarephath means? A place of refinement.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what happens when you start having to go through some refinement? You start getting purged.
Right.
The things
Amen.
You don't need.
Amen.
They start purging out the bad.
Amen.
Some of us need to get up and go down to Zarephath. That's not your life. You're going to do something. Because you got some things in your life that you don't need.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And we're talking right.
Amen.
So I want you to go down to Zarephath. He said, for I have commanded.
Amen.
I like that, Brother
Amen.
He said, I've commanded the widow woman down there to sustain me.
Amen.
And we're talking right.
Amen.
What's tough things going to happen? Listen now. There he comes. He comes into Zarephath, sees a little widow woman out trying to gather up sticks.
Yeah.
And we're talking right.
That's
right. That's what he said. Hey, little widow woman. I'm just kind of paraphrasing.
Amen.
Hey, little widow woman. Go give me something to drink. She said, okay, she took off. But she was going to give me something to drink. He said, oh, by the way, fix me a little cake.
Right.
A little something to eat.
Amen.
While you're going in there.
Right.
Yep. She said, wait a minute, man of God.
Right.
She said, I'm going to get you some water. But you don't understand. Uh-huh. She said, see, I ain't got nothing but just a little bit of meal in the bottom of the barrel.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I just got a handful of meal in the bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
And I got a little bit of oil in the cruise in there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fix it for me and my son.
That's right.
Am I talking right?
Amen. That's right.
So now you fix for the man of God first because God said it.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
God said, are you hearing what I'm telling you? God said the mill ain't going to run out and the oil ain't going to fail.
Amen.
What do you say? I'll tell you this. When you're down to nothing, bless God, God's up to something. I'll tell you right now. Right now, Don't you quit on God.
Right.
You keep God first.
Amen.
You keep God number one.
Amen.
You don't worry about what the world says.
Amen.
You don't worry about the circumstances around you.
Amen.
You don't worry about how things look.
Amen.
You just keep God first.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
And when you go back, that barrel will be there.
That's good preaching right
Amen.
There.
Go ahead now. Barrel ain't full, preacher, but boy, there's one more hand.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We don't need a full barrel. We need a handful.
Amen.
Amen.
If I had a full barrel, I might forget God.
There you go.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Ain't that right? If I had a full barrel, I think I'd go like this thing instead of go down the house and
grab it. Come on,
that's right.
Got me a full barrel, I ain't got to get up and go praise him. I just stay at home and I ain't rest because I've been working all week.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Bless you.
Right.
Maybe I stayed up too late last night.
Uh-oh.
Should have went to bed then.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo, woo, woo. Hallelujah.
All
right.
I said, when we're down to nothing, church,
right.
God's up to something.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And whenever we look around, it's all I got's a handful. But guess what? Man, a handful of God.
Amen.
When you hear what I'm telling
Amen.
You, just one more handful of God.
Yeah. That's right.
What more do you need? Because if you have faith, that's just a grain of a mustard seed.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Ain't that right?
Right.
May she reach down in there, in the bottom of the barrel, in the dark, in the crack, in the crevices. Oh, she just reached down there and grabbed one more hand. And for many days, you eat this in there.
Amen.
They ate off of that.
Right.
Amen.
Empty barrel.
Right, right.
That barrel ain't empty.
Amen.
You know what I found out? Not only has he got a handful for me, he got a handful for you.
Amen.
He got a handful for you. And when Ruth was walking out there gleaning, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. He began to realize what was going on. He said, here's what I want you to do, boys. He said, here's what I want you to do. He said, when that little girl's coming along, he said, I want you to drop some hands on the purpose. Glory to God, you hear what I'm telling you?
Amen.
I'm telling you about that God. He's got handfuls of purpose waiting on his church. He's got one more handful over in the battle.
Amen.
You just got to reach back in and ask God to help you with it.
Right.
Are you listening
Amen.
To me?
That's right.
Amen. Don't give up on God.
Amen.
He's got handfuls of purpose.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Handfuls.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you can't get to the barrel, he'll drop them on you.
That's right.
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
You'll do what you can do. I promise you, honey, he'll do the rest.
Amen.
That's right.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
You two just got engaged. One day you're going to get married. Oh, the money might not be flowing, it's too good. Once you move out of the house of mom and daddy.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Y'all gonna get married. These two's learning it. Amen. Those over there gonna get married. Sometimes the money don't flow just right. Sometimes you got more money
Amen.
And less money.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the money runs out for the month, dude.
Amen.
Amen.
What are you gonna do then? What are y'all doing? You gonna get mad at God?
Come on.
Oh, you gonna go to that old barrel?
Amen.
Amen.
I say you gonna go back to that old barrel.
That's right.
That one mom and dad trying to tell you about.
Amen.
That one the preacher preached about. That's not you gonna find yourself digging down at the bottom of that barrel. And if you've got the faith that God's in you and you stay true to God, every time you're caught up, well, guess what? I'm gonna have it for.
Amen.
Y'all come get a song.
Amen.
When you're down to nothing,
good preaching there, brother.
God's up to something.
Amen.
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 You hear me? When you've reached the end of your bottom of your barrel, Amen. Trust me, there's one more handful.
Amen.
Amen.
You hear what I'm telling you? One more handful. All I got's a handful.
Yeah.
Right. That's all you need.
That's right.
Just a handful. Amen.
Amen.
Just a handful. It's all that left. Just a little bit all. Well, if you got a handful of God, got a little bit of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Is there anybody hearing me?
Amen.
Well, if you can just anoint that faith.
Go ahead.
With the Spirit of God.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. What do you think God could do?
Amen.
He keeps multiplying.
Right.
He keeps sustaining. He keeps sending.
Right.
He keeps fulfilling His promise.
Amen.
Every time.
Right.
Every time. This morning, you may be down to nothing. But honey, God's up to something.
Amen.
You may be at the bottom of the barrel. What I'm trying to tell you is this. God said there's a handful of lift.
Amen.
Just keep going back to that barrel.
Amen.
That barrel being God. You hear me?
Amen.
Keep pulling it out. God's got enough to sustain.
Amen.
This morning. I love you this morning. I love you with all my heart. You know what? There's one that loves you more than that.
Amen.
God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to help you this morning. We don't understand why we go through things. But I promise you it might be for His purpose, His honor, and His glory. But you got to stay true to the barrel. Amen. You got to stay true to the barrel this morning. Oh my, folks, is already coming. Folks, is already coming. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something.
Right. Amen.
When you ain't got nothing, God's always got something.
That's right. Amen.
Hey, God's got one more handful.
Amen.
Don't you want to come get a handful this
Amen.
Morning?
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
You? Was it why we sing?
162.